A Gift from His Biggest Fan, written by Missy and read by Eos Rose. He found it in a marketplace somewhere in western Texas. It was smoothly knit and pure white, two shades off from cream, half the length of his arm and tasseled at the tip. He thought of Alberto when he held it in his hand, smoothly built, warm, secretly silken, easy to wrap around your heart. The scarf was symbolic. It represented the closeness that Ricardo wanted to have with his friend, to be held and cherished and touched by him, perhaps even desired. Ricardo had combed every store in Mexico City before finding the correct scarf, imported from the finest silk farm in Mexico, ironically, right in the middle of a Texas department store. Ricardo felt the silken texture, sliding it against his face, remembering the strong but silken texture of his friend's skin, and the mourning, wishing for his touch, for his look, for his passion. But simply giving him a scarf wouldn't be good enough. Now he would try to find the perfect cologne to bedab his gift. There were shops in Europe, and scent stores the world over, who grew tired of the face of Ricardo as he tore through store after store, trying to find just the right fragrance to perfume the object with. He wasn't easy to please. One scent was too woodsy, one too musky, another smelled too raunchily of some woman scent. It took many attempts and many retestings before he found the scent. Full of body, full of manly, heady essence, it made Ricardo smile just to be around it. Just like when he was around Alberto. The box was dug up in an antique shop. Made of the finest, most deeply polished wood, it gleamed brightly, the grooves well-polished, deeply carved in ornate hexagonal patterns, all turning inward like a pinwheel. He bought linseed oil and carefully polished it every morning, making it glow and gleam in the thin yellow light. It would be a thing of beauty once he passed it to Alberto's open palm. This had been easier to obtain. It was as if fate had drawn him to it, to the small Parisian shop filled with North American antiques. He had found it in a pile of unloved plastic figurines, far in the back of the lot. Pulling it out, he declared it a small miracle. This was supposed to happen. It was fated to be. And now, in union, they wait for their master to select them. He was far less selective with the wrapping paper. Some cheap blue stuff, dotted over with balloons on a blue sky. He added a bunch of ribbons to it. Multiple colors, classy and lovely. At last it was ready, perfect for the man he loved. A statement of passion, a statement of adoration. At Alberto's party, he was more than ready to give the surprise away. The best thing about love was sharing himself. Even if Alberto didn't want to be with him this way, he would have this accomplishment under his belt. A perfect gift, given. He opened his hand and held out the gift. I bought it for you, Caro. The end.